afraid of witches, or why people are afraid of a witch. I'm gonna tell you the reason why people are afraid of witches. People are afraid of witches because they don't know who they are, and they don't know whose they are. Do you know who you are? The Bible said we are peculiar people. We are in the world, but we are not of the world. The Bible said, my friend, we are a pilgrim passing through. Jesus Christ has warned us that in me you might have peace in the world tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. So if you know who you are you are the apple of God's eyes. Glory, you are a chosen vessel. Glory to God. Amen. You are the children of the Most High. Why are you afraid of this witch? You don't know which is part of the flesh. Paul told the Galatian church, who have bewitched you? Amen. Who? He wanna know who have put a bamboozle on you, who have tricked you. And the number one thing that people are afraid of witches because they think that they are powerful. My friend, they are powerless. They got power. But we have more power because we have more supernatural. Jesus Christ told disciples, look what Jesus Christ told disciples, don't leave Jerusalem until you die with power from on high. So the power is in the Holy Ghost. And if you have the Holy Ghost, my friend, you'll be like David. Can you imagine David took a stone and hit, hallelujah, Goliath on his head? Hallelujah. And the Bible says he used his own sword and cut his head off. Glory. So if you are a child of God, and people must realize this, my friend. Because the Bible says greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. So the greater is living on the inside. And that's why I got to tell people that a demon cannot live in Christian. When I say a demonic force, an unclean force, an evil force cannot live in a child of God. We can be influenced. They can lie on us. They can tempt us. They can try to torment us. But one thing they can't live in us. So I'm asking the question, why are you afraid of this witch? I'm telling you, my friend, if you know who you are, you be toe to toe with a witch and say, I'm not afraid of you. You be toe to toe with a demon, you toe to toe with voodoo work and say that I'm not afraid of you. Face to face with a demon, face to face with a witch, I'm not afraid of you. This is for people that are dealing with family issues such as witchcraft, familiar spirits, spirits that come back in your home haunting you, and you think it's mama, you think it's daddy, you think it's your cousin, you think it's your nephew, your uncle. I bind that familiar spirit, which is a demon, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh God, I come against every foul spirit, every spirit of witchcraft, every voodoo doctor, but most of all, Lord, the family witch issue. I'm praying against somebody that dealing with a family member that's a witch. They're denying the fact they are in witchcraft. They're denying the fact they are a witch. They're denying the fact, even though they are Christian, even though they are shouting, they're dancing, they know the scripture, they are a witch. And I want the people to face the fact that this person that they are dealing with is into witchcraft. And they're hiding behind Jesus. They call themselves Christian witch, which they know such thing as a Christian witch. Either a Christian or you a witch. And I'll come against every spirit, every foul spirit, every evil spirit, every spirit, hallelujah, of charmness. Every spirit, glory to God, that mess you up, even though you are shocked that they say they're not a witch. And deep down, you got a spirit of discernment to discern that they are a witch. I bind that spirit. Oh, God, give them confidence. Give them boldness. Give them the spirit how to stand toe-to-toe like how David cut off Goliath's head. oh God, let them stand still and see the salvation, Lord. Let them know that vengeance belongs to God. Don't say a word, but let God fight. God say in Exodus 14, 13, I fight your battle. Oh God, let this person that's dealing with a family member, the closest person in their life is their mama and their daddy and their sister and their brother. Oh God, they are into witchcraft. They're into evil spirit. They're in the spirit of doctrination. They're in the spirit of witchcraft. Oh God, let this person know that their mama is a witch. Let them know that their daddy is a witch. Let them know that sister, brother Bob is a witch. Let them know that sister Jan is a witch. Let them know that sister Barbara is a witch. Oh God, let them know that BT and brother T is a witch. Oh God, let them know right now. In the name of Jesus, so they can stand toe to toe and tell the devil. So what?